Hey, hey, listeners. Welcome back to Talk All Day with Miss Valde. I want to start this off today with three key points. Something to kind of nest over or build on for yourself. One, you are life. Living, breathing, beautiful life. Two, you are here. Right now, in this moment, you are here. Feel your breath touch your skin as it exhales. Hear your heart beat its song. Three, you are ever changing. With every thought, every experience, every lesson, you learn. And as you learn, you adapt, you grow, you move forward, ever changing. So, I hope that today, this finds you in a place of openness and nourishment. I would like to explain my reasoning for opening with these three key points. These are things we know to be true. We know we're alive when we wake up to the sound of our alarm blaring in the morning. We know we're here, because if we aren't, who else is going to fill the one to numerous positions you yourself fill in an entire day? We play a different role in every life that we touch. Everyone seems to have their own personal ties in this world. So when that person isn't quote unquote here, those ties can break, causing damage and loss and so on. We know we're ever changing because for the majority, we've been growing physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually since the day we were born. Quite literally. We know these things, right? So my question is, how well do you truly know you? Who you are in the cracks, through the holes, with the missing or broken pieces, behind the mask, under the plaster of forced smiles and passing hellos? Who are you when no one else is around? I don't mean in the physical sense either. I've touched on this a little bit before, but we all show the world who we want them to see. We're all painted differently in people's heads. Every encounter you've ever had, someone has created their version of you and their reality. Who they think you should be, so you think you should be, and quote-unquote are, as far as they know. But they don't really know, do they? Do you? How do you love yourself? What makes you feel alive when you eat it, or touch it, or smell it, or taste it, or feel it? What makes your heart skip, your stomach drop, or even fill with butterflies? What makes you sad? What drives you? What moment do you wish you could relive over and over, or at least just once? Just one more time. What makes you who you are and not who they believe you to be? When was the last time you checked in with yourself? Do you know how to love yourself so you can give and receive at the capacity that you deserve? Now, some of you may have an answer. Some of you may be uncertain. And some of you just, you know, flat out don't know, don't care, not worried about it. The beautiful thing about this is, whatever your answer is now, you know it won't always be the same. We all have our ups and our downs and our in-betweens. That's just the roller coaster of life we were all strapped into the moment we took our first breath. Now, the question is, where do you decide to go? Where would you like to go? Where do you go from here? Some of you are in school, some of you are full-time employees, and some of you are just living your life. You know what? It doesn't matter what it is that fills up your day, because either way, you're learning. So why not learn yourself in the process? This may sound kind of funny because you're in your body, mind, and spirit. You would think you know who you were. The thing is, we tend to close ourselves off not only to outside people and outside factors, but to ourselves as well. And sometimes we don't even realize it. We put up blocks and walls against ourselves in fear of, I don't know, knowing. It's easy to get caught up in this world. Everything is always taken. Take, take, take. It's never shared. It's never given. I mean, where is the reciprocity? As I was saying, being grounded and solid in who you are, they can't swoon you up. They'll never be able to take you away from yourself. Don't get lost. Be loud about who you are, because you should be seen. You should be felt. You should be heard. So please let them hear you. I implore you, learn yourself. Touch yourself. Love yourself. Know yourself. In every sense, in every aspect, in every way, deeply know what you deserve and what you have to offer. Because I'll tell you right now, if you treat it well and you nourish it the right way, it will be gold. You are gold. Thanks for tuning in again. This was Talk All Day with Miss Balde. Until next time.